Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody.
Perfect timing, baby.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. What's
getting ready
timing?
For you?
What's getting ready for me?
They started bringing food out.
Oh, you're getting excited.
You almost lost me for a segment.
I feel like I've lost you the whole show. That's all you've been going. Every break, you've been like, when is it coming out?
They kind of stopped us, actually.
They stopped you from taking food?
Well, from the Coke machine.
The guy was fixing it. There's no power.
But, like, they were looking at us because we were ready to...
Oh, yeah.
Can you guys not embarrass this show, please? Can we please be professionals?
They brought out cilantro rice.
Shirts. Well, okay, hold on. What? I didn't know there was cilantro rice.
Cilantro rice.
Well, hold on.
You finish that show,
I'll be right there.
Here.
Hold on 1 second.
Hey.
No, but I'm a peruse. I'm
not a peruse.
I don't want that.
You are a peruser.
I don't want that. They just got chicken.
It looks really good.
It's just rice.
Platanitos maduros.
This is a good
stuff. There's so many... choices. This place is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Nice. It is gorgeous. We're live from Lone Depot Park. Opening day is coming up.
Opening day.
It is opening day.
Yeah.
Marlins, Mets, 4:10 first pitch, and we are high on our perch here in media, the media floor, one of the press boxes. It's a really cool view. They're about to start some infield practice right now.
Bet you can't tell which one's Jazz.
Ready.
You know he's got a white headband on. Come on.
It is. I like the double shoes over there by that guy. That's a great look.
What are you? I can't see anything.
Is it double shoes? Because sometimes
more different on the inside than the outside.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Sometimes they start doing that too.
Whatever.
With basketball shoes, they do it.
Oh, I see that now. Okay.
No, they're two different shoes.
I see it.
It's gonna be an exciting day, man.
Gonna be fun.
This is one of those sports holidays. We got so much. You know, we've been following the ins and outs of Panthers and Heat. You know, it feels like day in and day out since the football season.
Who doesn't
ended.
Like a good fungo?
Who doesn't love a good fungo? But today is like you got some sports holidays coming on up between opening day and Final Four this weekend. You know, some real special sports gems.
This is like the Super Bowl 2.0. I don't know. What are you doing?
It's the Super Bowl 2.0.
You
heard her, dude.
It's like the Super Bowl feeling.
She said what she said.
Let's see. I got it.
So let's just how I feel
right
now.
List these. Let's list these and as far as order of, like, enormity.
Okay.
So Super Bowl's one.
Yep.
Yes.
Are you going to go NBA Finals or Final Four?
I mean, I'm an NBA fan, but I would say the prestige of Final Four is higher. Feels like in some
I'm
ways.
Just like an event.
Yeah,
event.
Just an event.
And so then it would go basketball, then baseball in the order of, like, you know, as far as if you ask the average fan, right? Part of it has to do with the series, too. So I'm not going to. And where does Stanley Cup? Now, I will say this. The Stanley Cup playoffs as a whole is, like, better than a couple of those sports.
Yeah. I just think there's something about opening day that's just, like, you know.
Now, opening day is in baseball is unlike any other sport.
Yeah,
like you don't get the same feeling for football.
Like it feels like a holiday. Right. It just feels different than other stuff. I don't know if it's just a new beginning feeling because look, it's going to be a lot of games. I mean, look, you change the pitch clock, you change some rules. It's still 162 games. It's a grind. It's a long, long time. So there's something. It is cool to individualize, you know, something like this as the start of the season that brings it a little prestige, a little special, which is, I think, you know, it's probably why people love the World Baseball Classic so much. You know, you have these high stakes, one game eliminations. You know, if baseball could bottle up, it's just impossible. That's not what the sport is. The sport is series and consistency and the grind of it all. So,
right.
But today is one of those days that definitely stands out. And I've cut school for opening days before.
I would say this, that one of the things that I would change in baseball,
skipper.
Yeah,
I would do tiebreaker, not have teams play that extra game because they're tied. Series wins.
Just over the season?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Because that's kind of how they do it with every sport. They do either head-to-head or conference or division.
Yep.
Baseball doesn't do that. They go tie.
I skipped the year. It was the 04 opening day, J-Fig. I skipped because I wanted to see the banner get raised.
Wow. And I've never been to an opening day.
It was worth it.
I've been to a bunch.
Hesop Choi went deep.
That's why
I went to the first Marlins game.
Yep, I did too.
I have a bunch of books from it.
That's cool.
But I've gone to a bunch of Indians home openers. Some were a little bit sketchy.
I was at the opening day where Emilio Bonifacio hit an inside the park home run.
Oh, he was fast.
Those are the best.
Those are the best, dude.
No, my favorite is when a guy tries to stretch something out, like first to home, and he rounds third base and falls on his face.
I was not here for the opening of this park. That was a bit something.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, that would have been something.
I like comedy in sports.
Yeah. We had Stanton.
Oh, this is...
That would have been nice.
Was that opening day where they brought out Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Oh, goodness.
With the flamenco dancers and everything over the top that Lorio was trying to do back then. I wasn't at that one. I wanted to be, but I wasn't. But I went to, you know, I got to go, I think that first weekend I took my grandfather, because my grandfather took me to the first game. So it was like some, symbiosis there or something, whatever. What do they call that, full circle? Why are you looking at me like that? Problem?
What year did it...
This was 2012, I think, was the first year.
Isn't it, like, fluid?
That's photosynthesis, dude.
No, symbiotic. Symbiotic.
That's psilocybin?
Fluid. Symbiotic fluid. Oh, it's fluid, dude.
Minus one.
It's not. Minus one.
It is minus one.
You were wrong.
No. No, I don't think I was.
Really?
Minus one.
Are you thinking of symbiote from Venom?
Yes.
Yeah, samesies.
That's an alien.
Well, that's what he said. That's the same as him bringing his grandfather to a baseball game. Symbiotic.
Can you talk into your microphone?
What's going on here?
Well, here's what happened. We went down to get a nice cold beverage, and it wasn't available. So then I immediately brought my attention to the food, and all they brought out was rice at the time.
Nice.
So then I said, you know what? Just to piss Tobin off, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. However,
why would that piss me off?
Why would that piss him off?
When I start getting...
listen.
Then J-Fig, she doesn't drink coffee. She drinks chocolate milk. She put 17 creams, 25 sugar.
Oh, I did it. I put two.
Dude, what are you criticizing how people drink their coffee for? It's right there with fat. Well,
you can do whatever you want.
You don't even drink the coffee.
I do drink it. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to drink this.
You're going to be addicted again.
You should see how much things he dropped in the hallway.
He's just doing this because he can't have the sweets. He really wants to go to that M&M pouch. That's what
I saw it.
M&M pouch.
I saw it.
I thought that was going to break
M&M's. And then they had the little cookies, but it was for ice cream. So once you see it's for ice cream,
a topping bar.
Once I see it for ice cream, I lose all interest in it.
You're out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm like...
The ice cream hasn't been out yet.
What if it's in a
You know what I use ice cream for? I specifically use ice cream
as a
for
side.
One... No.
For pie.
For any... Yes.
So aside.
A la mode.
Yeah.
If you say a la mode, ooh, what kind of ice cream you got? Right? That's it. And I love ice cream with bread pudding, peach cobbler, blueberry cobbler, pecan pie.
Is this ice cream?
Yeah. You can't do ice cream with sweet potato pie. Gotta do whipped cream.
What about
cream.
Potato pie?
No. Sorry.
Hey,
but mostly pie.
Dave and Buster's mother's back just in time for Hoops Tournament Hysteria. We've got your chance to win a $250 gift card from Dave and Buster's. Go to WQM.com and enter on the contest page. If you win, you can go to Dave and Buster's with your gift card and have a party. All on us and Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. On your headlines, which are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Dayfix stole my truck.
The Marlins are getting set to take on the New York Mets. That gets going at 4:10.
Oh, they just started to get going.
We're about to start batting practice, which is exciting. You know?
I got to tell you.
What?
There's a lot more prep time for a baseball game than a football game, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. They get there. Because what are we talking? We're talking 3 hours before. They're about to take some cuts.
Yeah. We don't do it. We go out. Like, I would probably get to the stadium about 11,
mm-hmm.
get taped up, put the pants on with a shirt, then go run around, do some stretching. Running backs would do some stuff. Then we go back in at like 11:30. I'd have to catch some punts and some stuff like that. Then the team would come out at 12. We go back in at like 12:30 and they come out like 5-1. That's it.
It's a fascinating thing to see them all warm up like this.
Right.
If you guys are on YouTube right now, you guys can see the look on the field, the view that we have going on right now.
A lot of chit-chatting, though.
A lot of chatter.
A lot of stuff going on in the Budweiser section.
Yeah, what is going on?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's a whole
party. Are they letting
party.
Fans in already?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if they're fans or VIPs or what's going
or
on.
Or Budweiser.
Because sometimes they'll let people in early to, like, watch BP.
Yeah, they used to do it all the time. Remember?
What a beautiful view.
I mean, McGuire and Sammy Sosa, when they were going at it,
dude.
That was like the thing.
And on Twitch, Dolphin Kane. Don't be so sensitive.
Wow.
Twitchers think I forgot him. Jeez.
Wow.
You're OGs.
-1.
I appreciate it. You know? Right. Hi again, everybody. Dave Van Horn here alongside.
I just talked to T-Hut.
I wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Yes, he said it.
I will say, I did see Rich Waltz. It was a picture of Tommy Hutton. He looked like a picture for opening day, like they did professional shots.
Right.
And Rich Waltz like did, this makes me smile. I was like, two kings. I remember that.
Oh, they're not even really swinging that hard.
Hey, dude, they're taking some warm-up cuts. It's batting practice.
Okay, now I'm just saying batting practice when they used to hit it into the upper deck.
They're going to after the next round. They will.
Oh, so this is warm-up cuts, and they go back through it again?
Yeah, they go through it in. Like, they'll usually try and go the other way and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
That's all happening for us, baby. Look at this.
Who's up now?
Let me see. That's Coop. Koopaloop!
I got to tell you, he's a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah, he's a moose.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's
Garrett
a moose.
Cooper sounds like a little guy, right? I'm just saying, if you say, my name's
because his name's Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett Cooper.
Garrett sounds like a...
Wow.
Yeah, Garrett can light it up, dude. So, I don't know.
A lot of cages.
A lot
of cages. To protect folks.
But anyway, hey, head on a swivel. Head on a swivel. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Previously on...
Tobin and Leroy...
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Heat it for you on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat losers yesterday. Sergey Bob. Bob over Fivovsky says 15 minutes of turd talk.
No, we did that.
Well, we've done that, man.
With the criminal.
We have, that's true. Yeah, I forget. Have any theories?
I don't know, but they closed the door, so I wasn't the only one who thought that. They did. They shut the bathroom door.
Listen, yes. The Heat have been disappointing for sure. They lose to the New York Knicks yesterday.
Are they more disappointing because
they make me sad?
We expected them to be something that they really never were this year. And so we're kind of projecting what we thought they would be against what they actually are. Because if we didn't know this team and we just evaluated them for what they did this year, we'd say they're an average team.
I'm not saying what's happening isn't surprising, but it is disappointing. Like, I think that, right. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm completely bewildered. Like, it honestly makes all the sense in the world they are where they are if you've watched this season.
Right.
But it doesn't make it suck any less.
Like, we've been waiting or making the comments about, okay, let's just get a week. Let's just do this. Let's just do that. And they've never been able to do it. And we've never even accepted the fact that maybe they can't. We always said, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I think that's more disappointing, that instead of taking what we saw, we're talking like there's something that should be there that isn't. And maybe it's not.
Yeah, it might not be. This just might be one of those years. The question's going to be, though, like, you know, if this does flame out, where do they go from here, you know?
Tell you exactly where they go. One of those three guys is gone.
Yep.
Because that's, you don't have any picks. That's the only way you can an upgrade.
I mean, they have picks. They just, you know, they won't. Oh, do they have a pick next year? I don't know. They might have a
pick. I think Jovic.
Oh, Jovic. I mean, geez.
Like, what? Like.
Well, he has a bad back.
I know. I understand this. But can I just say, there's a few guys on their team that play well in any environment you put them in other than on this roster. Because those guys go to Skyforce. And granted, I know it's the Skyforce, but buckets is buckets. Buckets is buckets. And I've never met a guy that was a bona fide scorer at a certain level. And he couldn't score in some capacity elsewhere.
I do think for Jovic, I think it was a case of, I don't think they expected a lot out. I think they really did take him as a project. I mean, you did take him late in the first round. A lot of the time, those guys are projects.
Yeah, but
Giannis,
he's been playing.
Giannis is a project.
He played. This kid has played with men longer than some of the guys they have on the roster.
Yeah, but you still got to know, like, it's almost like in basketball, you still need to know the defensive system. You still need to know what Spo's, you know, doing. You can't be completely lost out there. Now, does he have a much tighter leash with the young bigs than he does with the young guards? Yeah, I feel like he does, but I think it's also a more complex ask. And then the thing that's disappointing is, you know, he had this back thing that flared up. We really haven't seen him since the 2 year, basically. So that's been definitely a tough element to this, but. You know, I don't think anybody's going into the next year and saying, what is Jovic going to give us? Like, that's the thing that's disappointing. We've gotten really no look into what he can be this year, and I think that's a little disappointing.
I just say, you know, with the way this season has gone,
mm-hmm.
I think even some of the organization in Spo just kind of thought that this thing was going to turn around. We're going to get a good week, and
I still
we're
think he thinks
okay.
that. Like when he says the things that he says, I don't know if he says that because he feels better about just not showing weakness or not showing frustration, or right. if he genuinely means it. Because he always does this stuff. Like he has been there with, we know the answers to the test. People don't see it, but we're turning it around. And I'm just like, you know, at some point, you got to accept what you are, or you have to shake some things up. And there aren't many choices because they've right. gone this way. We have 5 games left, but I mean, man, you have a losing streak like this and you're going to try the same thing over and over again. Seems a little bit pointless.
Yeah. I just think that they have some guys that could maybe do stuff for you. But either you don't trust them or something along those lines. And I'm like, well, they didn't ask to be brought here. So if you don't trust him, then develop him in a way so that you can trust him.
You talking about with what, like Jovic?
Jovic, with Yurts, Big Yurt. Like, Big Yurt gets out there and he does stand in for 3 minutes.
It was a tough situation for him. Like,
no,
like,
it was.
Admit it, like, you're getting dropped into the middle of a playoff run.
Right.
You're going to be basically playing 2 5-minute stretches to back up Bam. Right. And you got to play like they, what they want is they want him to go play like Cody Zeller. Balls to the wall. Get me 6 rebounds and 4 points and call it a day. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't do that, then I don't think they're going to trust him to do the other stuff.
See, but that's just
like, now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just think that's how he's going about it.
No, right. No, I got you. I get it. I just think you got a lot of guys who.
Warning track. Nope, got gone. Gene Segura goes and touches them all.
How they go like smooth swings, then they go like porn hacks.
Yeah.
We're on the porn hack stage right now.
I love it. I love it. It is fun. We appreciate the Marlins having us out here.
Really, it's really cool.
Apparently, some baseball's gotten underway. Aaron Judge went deep in his first at bat of the season, so picking up where he left off last year. And meanwhile, appreciate earlier in the show, we had Mattress Mac join the program from Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row, which has been brought to you by CDW for cloud mobility, security, and data center solutions. Turn to CDW people who get it. So we will look to have more shenanigans
coming
out from Houston tomorrow.
Coffee is terrible.
Okay. You just in general.
Yeah.
You just don't like it.
Yeah. I tried to take.
I don't. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not a huge coffee guy either. I don't drink it for taste. I like it. I like it like gruel. Like the nastier, the better for me. Like I drink a full thing, Cafe Bustelo, no sugar. The jets fire off, dude. But my mind, and that's what I want it for. I'm not like, it's one of the few things. I should probably go about the rest of my food like I do coffee. I'd probably be a lot thinner. Like, I should go and be like, yeah, I should do that with vegetables. But, you know, I love meat and cheese.
It is pretty good.
You know, it's good, dude. It's so what am I supposed to do?
Wait, he said I should do that with vegetables. Nah.
But, you know.
Who am I kidding?
What am I kidding? You know, I just, one thing's enough, yeah? You know?
Yeah.
It's one thing at a time, but that's how I go about coffee. And maybe every once in a while I'll sprinkle a little something, and then to treat myself, I'll go to Starbucks and get me like a hot white mocha or something like that. But, you know, what are you looking at me like that for? You had it at the cart. Don't look at me like that. No,
white mochas are good.
You had a caramel mochiato, dude. That's way softer than
white mocha. Whoa! Sounds softer.
That's not what I had.
Caramel mochiato?
Coffee?
No, you
didn't. I didn't know you drizzled some.
You had fancy pants coffee.
It was a fancy cart.
Leroy.
No judgment.
I don't even
Don't look
that.
Down upon my white mocha. I won't look down upon your mochiato.
Wait. J-Fig, that was not necessary. Nobody need to hear, I don't even do that.
Wow.
She doesn't even do that, though.
I don't.
Because she's
you
tough.
You put 37 sugars in your coffee.
Why do you keep adding numbers? I put two.
That was two creams and then two sugars. It looks like chocolate milk.
It was... Okay, I'm done.
Oh, man.
So other than coffee, Leroy, I know you saw the rice.
It was cilantro rice.
Which is pretty good. That's Chipotle rice.
I don't like rice. Cilantro rice.
I tried to avoid rice.
Leroy, I am done with what you don't like, dude. You don't
He doesn't like anything, dude.
You want to know why I don't like rice? Let me explain to you why I don't like rice.
Sure.
Okay? Here's why I don't like rice.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, rice in the hood is a cutting agent. So you eat rice to stretch food. So even for breakfast, my mom would mix rice with eggs when she scrambled the eggs.
That's delicious.
And so you have egg and rice to stretch it out. So when I left New Orleans, I'm like, the hell with rice.
I'm not laughing at you being poor, by the way. I'm laughing at Schmeath and Schmolnick, who says you stick your pinky out while drinking coffee.
Dude, no, I don't. But what are we doing?
Dude, Sal says Mac Jones is a white mopa. They don't say he's a gold mine.
Witcher.
No, they don't.
They don't say he's a gold mine.
Copper.
I got actually, like, Mac Jones is going through a little bit of what Flores was doing to her. Like, it feels like
not Belichick, really.
It kind of feels like Belichick's rats off a ship his ass.
No, but guess what? He's gotten all the opportunities to do different. He didn't get replaced. He didn't do any of that. Right? So if he thinks that...
They had that Bailey Zappi for like a game.
Right. If he thinks that for a full season, I'll give you that. Right? But at no point in time did Mac Jones do anything that Tua did despite what they were doing to him. Right? Tua had, even his rookie year, he had some spurts where you go, wow, look at the accuracy. So, no.
Guy says, Bo doesn't play drafted players. Takes him a while, that's for sure. The only guy I can really remember him going right to, honestly, was Tyler. Even Bam. Bam was in that reserve role because they had Hassan. So, right. Bam was in that balls to the wall, play hard defense, and didn't really get his chance until Hassan was out of here. Trying to think.
Cajun rice. No such thing. You talking about dirty rice or jambalaya.
I like dirty rice.
Let me tell you something about jambalaya.
And jambalaya.
The rice is merely a vessel to tote the sausage, the shrimp, and all the other stuff.
I love this guy's shoes.
Where?
In the box.
Huh?
In the box.
The box?
In the batter's box.
Oh, the two different color shoes?
Yeah, that's okay. A cool look. I would take advantage if I was an athlete. I'd have the funkiest shoes.
Yeah, if they were comfortable. Comfort is the key.
You taking another shot at Reebok?
Huh?
Are you taking another shot at Reebok?
No, some guys like that. I just have bad feet, so I was a little more finicky with my shoes than most.
What about you, Marcos? What do you do for your web feet?
He wears just flips.
Can't, do you wear water shoes?
He can't wear flip flops because they don't.
Just wear flippers.
Flips.
We'll take a quick break. But first, if you guys want to go see the Heat and their regular season finale, got two pairs of tickets to the Orlando Magic Heat game, 1 o'clock on Easter Sunday. If you guys want to go, callers 4 and 5 right now to our line, 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. Callers 4 and 5 will get a pair of tickets to Heat Magic on Easter Sunday.
Did you hit the sauce last break?
What do you mean?
Sound like you were kind of
slurring? I don't know. But, yeah, if you guys want to go to Heat and Magic coming up, 1 o'clock start on Sunday the 9th, the day after UFC 287. Call right now to 305-567-0560, and you can win.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Were you in flip-flops?
No, I was in my frog socks.
I just got those socks.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you live from Lone Depot Park.
Yes, sir.
As we are getting ready for Marlins.
A lot of
Mets
standing around.
Opening day going on. A lot of people not shagging baseballs out there, Leroy. Got it going on. Marcos, how are things on the home front there?
Excellent, sir. I'm holding things down. You guys would be proud of me.
I am. I'm always proud of you, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Except for that one time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you ready to get to Goosey's No Goosey's, Marcos?
Indeed, I am. You guys ready for topic number one?
What do we have for Goose's Loose?
Number one, Big Money Baller and the furniture store Robin Hood. Mattress Mac. His interview earlier, Tobin, I'll start with you. Goosies or no goosies for that?
I gotta tell you, I didn't know how that was gonna go with Mattress Mac, but Mattress Mac, he gave me the goosies. He gave me the goosies, dude, between goosies. You know, the work he's doing for FAU. If you guys didn't hear our interview with him, I appreciate Danny Rabinowitz and Houston for setting that up. He was goosies. He's setting up families with FAU to come enjoy it. He's rooting for a Canes FAU championship game. He is basically the king of Houston, and he does a lot of philanthropic work. So really, really, you got the goosies from Mattress Mac. What about you, Leroy?
Absolutely. You know, when you think
goosies.
Of it, you know, all the things you hear about him, oh, this guy just gambles ridiculous amounts of money. And he does whatever. Then you hear the backstory, and you're like, you know, that's a cool thing. Every time he goes and makes a bet, if he wins that bet, whoever bought furniture gets the furniture for free and stuff like that. I think it's a cool thing. Everybody's interested in what this man is betting. And, you know, he sounds like he really tries to give back. So, yep. Yeah, I'm all for it.
What about you, Jay Figg? What do you think of Mattress Mac? Give you the Goosies that interview?
It's a great man. Goosies.
What about you, Marcos?
Goosies.
Clean sweep. Goosies.
Goosies.
All right. What's number two?
Topic number two. You guys have a front row view for it. Opening day. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies?
I mean, I always love opening day. Opening day gives me the Goosies, but this view today has given me Goosies galore.
Goosies galore.
As a kid growing up, monster Marlins fan, getting the opportunity to do this today was pretty damn awesome. A sports bucket list. So that was really, really cool. So Goosies galore for old Tobes. What about you, Leroy?
It definitely exceeded what I was expecting because usually when we come to stadiums and stuff like that, we're in the underbelly of it.
Yeah.
And we got the best view in the house.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. What about you, Jay Figg?
Goosies galore. This is my first opening day ever.
Goosies galore.
I've had a really good time. It's a great first experience.
You have a better time once we get some food in us.
So hungry, Marcos.
It's true.
What about you, buddy?
Nah, that's all right.
You'll have Goosies later.
Goosies for sure, I'm man. Sure. The view looks beautiful. The secondhand view looks beautiful. Marlins did a great job hooking us up. Thank you to them.
Ooh, Goosies. Little rocket, little piss whistle from Joey Wendell.
I don't like that. No, because his hands, you can't say that.
Don't say that.
Number three.
Don't want to damper anybody's mood or anything, but Miami Heat. Goosies or no Goosies?
No Goosies.
Flaccid. No Goosies.
Boom! No Goosies. I like it. And it's not... I think it's more frustration. It's not like you're not a fan of the team, but they've been so frustrating.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
Jay Figg?
You know I love my Miami Heat, but it's been a struggle. I am not embracing the struggle.
Yeah.
No Goosies.
Meep, meep.
Boom! Oh, man. What's number four, Marcos?
Number four, Mike McDaniel calling our very own Tua a gold mine. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies?
I watched this interview last night with him and Mike Silver, and it was Goosies galore, dude. I mean, honestly, it was infringing on Gennady Golovkin territory. It didn't quite get there, but almost. And I feel like if it wasn't for the Heat loss while I was also taking that in, I would have gotten Triple G. But it was great. Really, really good. Leroy?
No.
Why not?
Here's why I don't.
No Goosies.
You draft the guy fifth overall. You're supposed to have that feeling. So, like, him saying it is not anything new to this organization. They drafted him fifth because they felt that he could be something special.
Well, you know what happens when you give up on gold. I don't know, but there's something.
Okay, hold on. I was wondering.
You're waiting for it.
nothing better than when you back your own self up into a corner.
Jay Figg, what about you? Did Mike McDaniel's quote about Tua give you the Goosies?
They will give me the Goosies once I see some action.
Oh, all right. So you're just not in the football mode right now.
In other words, no preemptive Goosies like you. You get Goosies for everything before anything happens.
Give me a nice smile. That's about it.
Technically,
right now.
It did happen, though. He said it to Chris Gray. He was just relaying the story that before the season, he told Chris Gray we're sitting on a gold mine.
All right. Gotcha.
What about you, Marcos? Does that give you the Goosies?
I'm going to say no because I already knew. I already knew we had a gold mine.
No Goosies.
Okay. Not a shock for me.
They call you the miner.
They do. I'm older now.
And finally, Marcos, what's number five?
Number five. This one is not sports related, but I'm sure you guys have had your fair share of experiences with it. Easter egg hunts. Goosies or no Goosies?
The Goosies have been drained out of me when it comes to Easter egg hunts.
No,
I'm mostly
Goosies.
I'm more like the spotter, you know, the fake spotter in the NFL now to just avoid concussion protocol because these kids will bump right into each other fighting over eggs. You know, especially, like, there's two types of Easter egg hunts, all right? You got an Easter egg hunt where you're hiding a lot of stuff, right? And then you have an all-out frenzy Easter egg hunt where you're trying to grab as many eggs as possible and then see which one has the money in, the good prizes, you know? The golden goose egg, if you will. And I got to say, that one doesn't give me goosies. I like a good Easter egg hunt where you really got to put in the work.
No goosies.
Idiot. But like, what the hell are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying, dude. Like,
you can't hide eggs in Florida.
Yeah.
You know what kind of crap lives in those woods and the bushes?
Oh, dude, no. You can hide some Easter eggs.
Do you know Leroy's backyard? From the things I've heard, no.
Yeah.
I could put a mean Easter egg hunt on at the Horde household.
No, they do. They go, those kids are all up in those
woods. But you ever see, like, these Easter egg hunts where they just do gauntlet, like it's XFL coming after the football?
Yeah.
These kids are going to think of that brain damage.
It's a free-for-all because some kids, listen, the amateur kids grab an egg and open it to see if the money's there.
Yep.
The veteran kids, they just get as many eggs as they can, then go in the corner and open it up.
That's what I used to do when I was a kid.
What about you, Jay?
I didn't do Easter egg hunts.
If I was, like, you know, younger than 10 years old, I would have the gooses. But
as an adult, you do not have the gooses for Easter eggs.
As an adult, no. But as an adult, seeing kids do Easter egg hunts, but like little babies, I like that. It's cute.
She's right.
When you're like 5 years old, it's
adorable.
You know
what? I picture him at an Easter egg hunt. Just like deboning little kids. That's my egg, kid.
Stiff arm. Marcos, you got the goosies from Easter egg hunts. You will soon embark on your own fatherhood Easter egg hunts.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you guys know this. I participate every year in the Pembroke Pines Regional Park Easter egg hunt competition. And
dude, what don't you compete in?
Yeah, and like,
you have game night all over South Florida, right?
Yeah. Like,
he just likes playing games.
I'm actually the back-to-back Easter egg champion. The Tri-County area.
Yeah, that's because everybody else is under 8.
Well, you know what? sign up your older kids. What do you want me to tell you? The competition, a little rough this year.
You know, I will say this. When I was younger, they used to hide those things.
Mm.
Nowadays,
you know why they didn't? You know why they here? Sight. You want me to tell you why they don't hide them as well? Because they want all the kids to get an egg. They don't want them to work for it.
Work
every kid gets an egg. Oh, look, look, sweetie, there's an egg right over there. It's just sitting on the table.
So you do
agree.
Okay, so you do agree. You do like a good hiding of Easter eggs.
No.
You want them to work for it.
I want them to work for it, but at the same time, I would rather not, like, yeah.
Deserve it.
Who does the egg, the coloring of the eggs?
At my house?
Yeah, you do that?
No.
No?
People do that?
No. My wife does that.
Yeah, with the dye?
Yeah.
You don't do the egg, the boiled eggs?
No.
You don't make Easter eggs?
Some tie-dye
never
eggs.
Never in my life have I done that.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You haven't lived. Anyway.
Do you even know when Easter is? Because that is a staple of Easter.
It is an Easter staple.
Right. Yet more than
well,
it.
Well, I guess
more
Hispanic
than,
families don't do that because I've never seen that.
Because, no, I would say no. Man, I was driving down Sunrise with my daughter, because I had to take her to the doctor. So we driving back, and it's packed. So instead of going on 95, we just go down Sunrise. Three roosters cross the street.
Texter
Sunrise and 441.
That happens all the time.
Texter writes in, nothing gives Marcos the goosies. He's stuck there while you guys are enjoying opening day. He's coming.
Sure. He's coming.
I don't know, man.
You're not coming?
No, I'm definitely going to go.
Oh, it's pouring. That's rain again?
It happened.
Oh, we can't even see downtown.
No.
No, man.
Such a nice view. It's gone.
Oh, you know, the good news is hopefully our cars will still be there, but we're parked close. We just got to bounce right across the street.
That is true.
So can we go drop our bag off and then come back?
I mean, you got a credential. I think you'll be okay, but I would ask them. I think you're good, though. It's not a ticket. It's a credential.
I know, dude. I'm just...
He's getting aggressive.
Just ask questions.
He's getting aggressive.
I was trying to answer it.
You were very mean to me.
He's training for the Mets fans. Don't take it personal.
I guess. Well, I got to get hit by a stray.
He's getting
in the
zone.
Don't hurt Leroy.
Yeah.
He's fragile right now. He's hungry.
I'm not. No.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Got De La Cruz and Sanchez returning in the corner outfield positions. They can play all over. Chisholm is going to start in center field.
6 p.m. at Lone Depot Park.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!